in your head.
She talks to you? Four people died on the same night?
She's on the tape, they're leading us somewhere. Did she show you
the horses?
You saw it. Show me. Did you see it in your head?
She shows me things.
Everyone will suffer.
What do you want?
Before you die,
you see the ring.
You see the ring.
Day 25, October 31 days of creatures and villains from horror movies, a murky chronicle bonus. This is Thyfala, the Butcher Dabashi.
And I am gorgeous Kenny Roberts.
How you doing?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing.
Oh, I beat you. What's going on?
Oh, I'm ready to do a review of the, I want to say thanks to all the emailers. We had one, Samara Morgan. Of The Ring, the movie came out October 18, 2002. What do you think about the movie?
What do you think?
The character Samara Morgan. I text you a list of all the upcoming characters that the emailer sent us of horror movies.
That was supposed to be tomorrow.
No, that's today, brother.
I see how you are, man. You know, ever changing list. All right. Now I look like the ass here. Well, I've never seen the movie, so
what?
Let's see what you got.
Well, so just because I don't have triple D's like Elvira, doesn't mean you have to go and ignore my text.
Oh my goodness! I don't think you pressed send on this text.
You know what? I'll look later and I'll send it. I'll screenshot. But anyways, that's all right. Well,
all right. So what do you got? I remember hearing of the movie when it came out in the early 2000s, didn't it?
Yeah, 2002 of October. And I remember I was living in Michigan at the time, I believe, when it came out. And I remember watching it. I thought it was scary. I remember bits and pieces of the movie, and I heard. I did a little research because I heard it was based on a true story, and what I came up with the scary true story that it was inspired by The Ring, and what I found out, the story was located in Western Japan at the Himeji Castle stand high. It's in a castle that's high atop the mountain. A mountain, and it was built somewhere between 1333 and 1346 as a home for the Lord of Himeji, Himeji. The castle was one of the most popular tourist destinations in Japan.
Sorry, man. I had to laugh the way you brutalized those words.
Oh, wow.
Himeji.
And it's a... But it was said to be incredible lucky, almost supernaturally so. Okay, so it has a pretty creepy story. The story of Oiku, who died in a well outside of the castle. Oiku worked in the dungeon beneath the castle, was the servant of a samurai named Chisen Oyama. And Oyama took a particular liking to her. In fact,
she said Oyama. Is that what you said?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, cool.
But he fell madly in love with her, telling her that he was going to leave his wife and be with her, blah, blah, blah. But Oyaku wasn't on board with this plan, which led her to apparent murder at the hands of the brutal samurai.
Was there subtitles? Do you remember?
No. It came out on the silver screen, so it was done in American. So Yeah, so I don't know if it was dubbed or what, or they redid it, but it was, this movie was actually in Japan released, and it's a true story. So the Oku's primary duties was to look after 10 highly valuable golden plates that were owned by Oyanama. And one day, the samurai decided to hide one of them. He told Oiku that if she didn't agree to be with him, he would blame her for the stealing of the plate. So he was kind of upset because, you know, she wasn't down for him leaving his wife, blah, blah, blah. And this would lead her to torture and execution. And one of the versions of the story, Oracle ended her own life by throwing herself down the castle well, believing herself to be in a non-win situation with no other way out. In another version, Oyanama threw her down the well after she refused to be with him. So the story doesn't end here, and it goes on right here. It says, in the wake of Oku's death, she was said to crawl out of the well to peer in Oyanama on a nightly basis. So she was haunting him. Oyanama was apparently driven insane by the vengeful ghosts, and he hears screams at night. She was regularly heard counting the plates in the dungeon, throwing a violent fit whenever she realized what he did, that the 10th plate was still missing. Drawings of Oku depict her as looking very similar to Sadako Samara, with flowing black hair and a long white dress. This is generally deception of a person who had just died under unnatural circumstances in Japan. These ghosts were referred to as Yiri, translating to either faint soul or dim spirit. And a tragic woman are buried in white dresses and with their hair let down. And then the well, locally known as Oku's Well, can still be found outside Himeji Castle, but is now has wrought iron bars covering it, an effort to keep Oku locked inside. So, yeah. That's pretty much. So it's about a girl, you know, had money. Samurai wanted to be with her. She wasn't down because he was married. He said he was going to, you know, leave his wife. And then he stole one of the plates, was going to blame her. And then she ended up dying. She either jumped in or he threw him in. And then she kept on coming out to haunt him. Apparently, it's a true story.
Dang.
So that's all right. I got. That's all I got.
All right.
All right.
That's great. I got nothing to add to that.
Well, all right. Well, I guess that's it. And no, I haven't watched that movie, Run's House.
All right. Better get on it.
Was it Run's House? What's the name of it?
Hell Night.
Oh, Hell Night. Okay. I thought it was Heaven Day. But all right, brother. Well, I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully you do some homework on the next movie or the next character.
Well, you give me the right list next time, and I'll be right on.
All right. Well, the list is what? Oh, it's Pumpkinhead. So how's that?
Perfect.
Not Headless Horseman. That's for Halloween. Nope. But Pumpkinhead.
Okay.
Pumpkinhead. You got it?
Got it.
All right, brother. All right. We'll talk to you.
Can you sound it out for me? I didn't get it.
Pumpkinhead.
All right. Perfect.
All right.
Peace.
All right. EverythingLyricalSpit.com. And if you like this track that is about to play, you could check more out like this on the Merkins YouTube channel. This is In the Air Tonight parody. This is Jason Voorhees at the camp tonight.
Ha 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 ha